Here's Jesus is produced by Spiritus Publications by the Paulys. All rights reserved.
This is Speaker Linda Pauly. It's December 4th, 2007, and here's Jesus. These segments were originally released June 30th and July 1st, 2003.
Nazarene, our friend Paul is back with a couple of questions. His first is, our beloved Savior, I love you very much, but I cannot understand why you hate homosexuals. Homosexuality is wrong, but I thought God was love. Why do you teach us to hate those that are different?
My dear Paul, I do not teach you to hate what is different. Homosexuality is wrong. You understand that. We have to oppose homosexuality. We hate homosexuality, but we do not hate the homosexual. We do all in our power, dear one, to help the homosexual, to make them understand that they must give up this sickness and turn away from it and come back to what God gave them, the sacred male-female relationship. We do say that it is proper when a homosexual approaches a man and humiliates him for that man to respond and tell the homosexual that this is inappropriate behavior and make him go away using whatever force is necessary to make him go away. We do not teach hate, dear one. We teach God's love. But when it comes to a sickness, when it comes to an abomination, we have to say that this is not acceptable, that it is not permitted. It is very sad that we have to do this, that we have to hurt people, that people simply do not understand that this isn't acceptable. But we never, ever teach hate. We would not teach one to go out and attack someone simply because they are homosexual. But we will say homosexuality is wrong.
I agree, Nazarene. It's surprising how much our beliefs are so similar. Thanks for helping Paul again.
They all come from the same place, Alora, from the same God.
We'll be back after the break.
Speaker Gerald Pauly here. Many years ago, I wrote a book about my adventures as a young angel, about the things that happened on my native world. It is now available free at this address.
voicesfromspirit.com/ya/cover.htm
Paul's question for today is, Lord, my mother tells me you're very angry at the Star newspaper in Toronto, Canada, because someone there insulted your workers, and you are punishing it by banishing everyone that works there from your kingdom. I don't understand, Lord. If only one person has offended you, why are you banishing everyone?
Well, Paul, you must understand that when someone hires an evil person, when someone has an evil person working for them, they are responsible for what that evil person does. They hold equal blame for what that evil person does. If they ignore the evil that that person is doing and continue to let them do it, they are as guilty as that person of that evil. So, when someone hires an evil person and lets them do evil, I must punish them just exactly the same as I punish the person who was doing the evil. And when someone knows they are working for an organization that has evil people in it and allows those people to do evil, they too are just as guilty as the person doing that evil. When they know that the people that they are working for are doing evil, they should leave that place. They should get out of that employment and get away from those people that are doing evil. I know, Paul, it is very hard to understand sometimes God's way, but God has a reason for everything he does, and this is one of the things that he must do. He cannot allow evil. He cannot allow people to do evil.
Thanks, Nazarene. Like the old sayings go, you are often judged by the company you keep, and birds of a feather flock together.
How true, Alora. How true.
We'll be back again.